All right, Justin Brayton, you really needed some whoops all over Subes. But, hey, Subes rode well. You got to give him some credit. But how frustrated were you there in that last minute? Because you knew that was for second overall.
Yeah, absolutely I knew it. And I was super frustrated, to be honest. I'm just like, I'm trying everything. And then just we were going inside everywhere except for basically two turns. And I don't know what I would have done different other than make some contact and maybe take him down. And I did not want to get booed out of this place. Because I've been a part of some races where that's happened, not specifically to me, but there's some passionate fans. So overall, stoked on the weekend. I never got track position to race with Marv. Honestly, that's my biggest frustration. It's not really that I didn't pass Subes, although if I would have got him early, who knows. But
yeah, Marv wasn't gapping you in that last one. He was kind of right there.
Yeah, he was right there. Maybe he was laying up a little bit. But yeah, I was just frustrated. I never got really the starts. The first main, I had a really good start, and Marv just kind of went by me down the start straight, and then ran me wide. And but overall, it was awesome, really intense racing. I mean, like you said, I needed some whoops. It really took all my strengths away, what I rely on in the States, which is whoops and kind of some bigger rhythms and stuff. But overall, I thought it was awesome. Stoked to be back, right? We're just stoked to be back in Paris racing an international event. And the event was awesome, and some good racing and getting some gate drops.
I felt like you could have jammed it in on Subes before the sand a couple times and got it, because he was going a little wide, and then he was pulling you coming in out of the corner because you were going a little tighter. I was like, that's where he's going to get him, I thought.
I thought I was kind of setting him up too, but when I would pivot out of that turn, I would just get some wheel spin, and then he could rail the turn and gap me. And then when I did get up alongside of him twice, I hit the right side of the wall, and it was really steep. There was a left side, I don't know if you noticed, but the far left was really flat. Yeah. It was the flattest it'd been all day. So, like I said, I tried. I mean, it was kind of is what it is, and I got cleaned out by a 9-time world champ, I guess. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, Wygant is not happy.
Is he not? Oh, he's not stoked. Happy.
Tony, I just talked to Tony about it. He's like, he turned down into me a little bit. He didn't think I was there, I don't think. Because you and Subes were jacking with each other, and he caught you, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, Caroli.
Yeah, Caroli. And, honestly, they all rode good. Like, a lot of the French guys, Caroli rode good. Fevre was on it. Their intensity is just so high, especially on a fairly easy track. So it was good for me. It was really good. I mean, I'm not getting any younger, so I got to keep that intensity.
Good to be back here in Paris, too. Like, good to be back at the Euro Supercross. I enjoyed the vibe of having Caroli here and Fevre here, and hopefully he's okay. And, you know what I mean, Chad's back. And so I thought I enjoyed I soaked it in more than I might normally because we've missed it.
For sure. We've taken it for granted for so long. I mean, you've done it way longer than I have, but I've been to a lot of these races. And, Chad and I traveled over here together from Charlotte, and yeah, we were just saying, like, it's awesome to just get on a plane and fly international again and, get there, get here, and you're tired and you're having a coffee, and it's like you're trying to stay up all day. Like, all that, it's just an experience that we've really taken for granted, and hopefully next year more of them come back. But overall, it was just a really cool event, good to be a part of it, and some great gate drops.
Yeah, and, I mean, let's face it, too, Marv's bike looked like a pretty close to his race bike, which did help a lot coming out of some of those turns.
Yeah, there was just one turn in particular. Obviously, I was on a stock engine, which honestly, the new Honda is pretty good. That's the reason why we didn't ship one. I'm like, man, the stock engine's pretty good. I just, when it gets ruddy, it definitely lacks some bottom for sure for Supercross. And then the start, I would say that was the biggest thing, is just once you get over the gate, you need that grunt if you're going to race with that caliber of bike.
First race with Yulo, was he telling Travis Preston stories, or was he all right?
We were just talking about Supercross championships.
Okay, yeah,
you know, we're
right.
Yeah, we're, the yeah. team we have, we're yeah. we've won Supercross titles.
Sure, sure.
You know, got you and Ferry never really won a
I got a Summercross though. Yeah.
Yeah, it's close. It's close. Is now the time to talk about Troll, or do
no. No, I got to
Monday. Or? Yeah, yeah. You want to wait till Monday?
Yeah, I got to go and find him. It's not good. I lost the bet, and it wasn't really even close. I was
thought it would be close. I really did think it would be close, because I rode with Troll at Club MX, and, he's not bad. Yeah. I mean, he's really not bad. But I really didn't expect – well, I kind of did. I mean, there was some fast guys here, like guys that you don't really expect. I thought the whoops, having no whoops, nothing against Amart, but it might help a little bit. I think it favored the other guys more.
We'll break this down later, but suffice to say, might be the worst bet I've ever made in my life.
Wow, that's aggressive. Well, we'll talk on Monday.
Thanks, JB.
Thank you.